Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening, Dolphins fans. Welcome to another episode here of On the Fin Side with Kat and Paul. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all of our social media outlets, as well as the finfanatic.com website and the Fansided Network. I'm Brian, Kat NFL on Twitter. Paul is fanatic underscore pick. It is Buffalo Bills week, and we are going across enemy lines and talking to the enemy here. Brad Eichhorn, who has been generous enough to join us on the show over the last couple of years, is here. Brad, how you doing tonight?
Doing fantastic. Really looking forward to a week three matchup here in the NFL.
I bet you are, because the Bills are number one in power rankings across the NFL. I mean,
really? I had no idea. Wow. Holy, look at that.
What more can you say? I mean, but there's a reason for it. I mean, over the last 13 games going back to last year, you're talking about a Bills team that has put up 40 or more points in five of the 13 games. And they've only had under 27 points in one of the games, and that was against the Patriots last year. And they came back to beat the Patriots 47-17 in the playoffs. So needless to say, is it fair to say that the Dolphins have to score 35-40 points in this contest to even have a shot?
Yeah, I would say that, or force some turnovers if they want to keep pace in this one. This is a high octane offense, if you will, here. Josh Allen is who we all hoped he would be. And I hate to say it, but I was one of many Bills fans who didn't love the idea of drafting Josh Allen, just based on, you know, some of the red flags coming out of college, you know, the accuracy, the decision-making, and he proved all of us wrong. And I had no problem just eating a big, heavy plate of crow, especially when they bring in guys like Stephon Diggs, when we see guys develop here like Gabe Davis, when we get free agent wide receivers in the slot like Jamison Crowder, when we see guys like Isaiah McKenzie step up, who Denver didn't want. This team was designed and built to put on a lot of points, and that's exactly what they're doing, whether it be on the air through Josh's legs or maybe occasionally on the ground.
I thought Allen was such a hit or miss prospect coming out of Wyoming. I mean, just you saw the arm talent, completed 55% of his passes in his final year, but you saw the skills, and he's the best player in the NFL, period. I said that in the offseason, and I'm not doing that to suck up to the Bills, but it's just reality because of how they've played here over the last 13 games. But first, before we get into the matchups here, where do we find you here, Brad, on social media?
Yes, of course. You can follow me at Bills Bruiser. You can follow us at Draft House D. Or pull up our handle here. Of course, we're at DHS Buffalo, DrafthouseSports.com, and Facebook.com/Buffalo Bills Draft House.
Make sure to find them on there. And a main question that Dolphins fans have is, when you look at what Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle did last week, the only tandem in NFL history against the Ravens to have 10 plus catches, 150 plus yards, and two touchdowns in the same game in that incredible comeback win against the Ravens. The Bills secondary, Tre'Davious White out for the year from the beginning. Dane Jackson, obviously, with that really dramatic injury last week. Micah Hyde also gets a neck injury, and Jordan Poyer has been out of practice the last 2 weeks. What do you think the Bills' strategy is going to be at defensive back for matching up against the Dolphins' receivers?
One thing that our GM, Brandon Bean, has done is made this a complete roster where we can really lean on the next man up. And I've heard a lot of folks around Buffalo, some of the insiders and the reporters have said that this coaching staff is actually very interested and intrigued to see how guys like Zaquan Johnson go ahead and step up should they get called on. You know, fortunately, Jordan Poyer actually has been healthy. He may have had a stinger down the stretch, but, you know, he finished that game strong. And he did have a pick, back-to-back weeks with picks for Poyer. He was out of practice today. We're not sure why. He hadn't really popped up on the injury report before. It could have been a veteran rest day. But with Dan Jackson, it was scary. You could hear a pin drop in that stadium on Monday night. Basically, our heart sunk into our stomach for that one. And lo and behold, he's back at practice wearing a red do not contact jersey. That's unbelievable to see. The big question and the big concern for a lot of us Bills fans is, will Micah Hyde play in this one? Probably one of the most underrated and possibly one of the best safety tandems in the NFL, in Poyer, who I already spoke about. But then, of course, Micah Hyde, who we brought over in free agency at the same time from Green Bay, bringing in Poyer from the Browns. So it would be a blow not to have Hyde, but I think they're ready to plug in a guy like Jaquan Johnson, that it's the next man up mentality of this team, that I don't foresee them having any major issues going into this game. If they can't get a completely healthy secondary, they're really going to lean on that pass rush. And let's face it, Pro Football Focus has Next Gen Stats has the Bills as the top pass rush in the NFL. They've only blitzed three times. That's their 2 weeks. They didn't blitz at all in week one. So if they can lean on their front four, you know, their base nickel defense, let's not forget Teron Johnson, a big factor in that backfield here, a nickel corner, a slot corner in this one. I think if they can allow the Dolphins to go ahead and play in front and not give up that, you know, over the top route here, I think that's going to benefit the defense, and that's how they'll go ahead and try to answer a very potent aerial attack from the Dolphins, at least through 2 weeks.
Yeah, and Matt Milano, obviously an amazing game against the Titans, and has been one of the most underrated players in the league the last couple of years. And what I've noticed from the Bills defense really over the last, three or four years now, Edmonds, Milano on the field every play. Jordan Poyer, if he plays, that's going to be huge for them. And it seems like from that point out, you know, things tend to take care of themselves on the Bills defense, you know, because you look at last year, they're number one in yards. They're number one in quarterback rating allowed. I mean, just so many different things that they have. Number one in points allowed. I mean, that's crazy for such a team that's good on offense. I mean, great on offense as well. But as far as pass rush, that's the one I'm worried about for the Dolphins as well. It seems like they've got that four-man rotation of Shaq Lawson coming back, as well as these defensive ends that have dropped in the draft, like Gregory Rousseau, AJ Epineza, and Carlos Basham. When you look at defensive end, what do you see as far as, like, how those match up against the Dolphins' offensive tackles?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You know, it was kind of a question mark going to last year and maybe in the year or two, how Greg Rousseau was going to develop. You know, he's a South Beach kid. He played for the U, a guy with a tremendous wingspan, a guy who even sat out his last season of college football and still came in a late first-round pick, looked promising last year. He had a sack against Tennessee, and I think Rousseau is someone that you absolutely want to keep an eye on here. But let's not forget a guy they brought in back in, you know, the 2019 or actually 2020 for that matter, in Epineza, where AJ is a guy who can a lot of speed off the edge in this one. And then Von Miller, I mean, he's a guy that you have to chip. You might double team if you can, but that allows other guys to break free in this one. And that's probably what Dolphins fans would have to be concerned if they can contain on the edge. Can they allow to stop the defensive tackles down the middle? We were out without Ed Oliver last week. He's supposed to be hopefully back this week. He at least has been getting snaps, been playing in practice. Same thing for Tim Settle, who was a free agency pickup coming in from the what was the Washington football team. So they're going to have their hands full on the edge. And my question is, you know, can the Miami Dolphins hold up on the offensive front against those defensive tackles? It's going to be a tough order, especially a guy, you know, Ed Oliver, he's in a contract year. Our linebacker, Tremaine Edmonds, he's in a contract year. We have a lot of guys just playing, you know, balls to the wall at this point here, trying to earn that check because, let's face it here, when a team is coming in as Super Bowl favorites, players are going to want to stick around. That's why we're able to get some team-friendly deals here. That's why we're able to re-sign guys like Isaiah McKenzie, you know, on the offensive side, that this is where folks want to be. Von Miller could have easily gone back to Denver. He could have easily stayed in L.A. Instead, he chose to sign with Buffalo. So I'm not going to lie. The offensive line for the Dolphins, they're going to be put to the test because our defensive line is right now what we want it to be. We didn't see the pass rush really in 2020. We saw a glimpse of it in 2021, but really this is where we wanted it to be. This is what we wanted our pass rush to be, and we're only in week three.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense because, you know, you get Von Miller, who recently called himself the Super Bowl whisperer, and makes a lot of sense. And A.J. Epineza, Gregory Rousseau, they were developmental type of guys, and you're starting to see that now. Boogie Basham the same way. I mean, Paul, our co-host here, who's not here tonight, that was his favorite player of the draft. It seems like they've taken those defensive ends that have dropped in the draft and have just sicked them to the quarterback this year and then packed Von Miller on top of it with Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano. So, yeah, that front seven is concerning here for Dolphins fans, no doubt about it. The question is, are the Dolphins able to go over the top in this game against that injured secondary? And that's something that bears watching.
Yeah, and the thing with this is Leslie Frazier really has done a fantastic job that, you know, I've heard a lot of commentators and say, you know, why didn't this guy get a head coaching job? And I think it's very simple. 13 seconds. If they had won that Kansas City game, I'd have no doubt that Leslie Frazier would probably be a head coach somewhere. I think he would have gotten that Bears job, but I think that left a bad taste in some GMs and some executives in the NFL's mouth about how they couldn't close out that game, that I don't think we're going to see something like that this year. Now, I'm not comparing a week three matchup with the Dolphins to, you know, an AFC divisional game, but you know, I think Leslie Frazier is going to have this team poised and ready. They've had a lot of time to watch tape. They were watching tape. They're probably watching the game on last Sunday here. So I think that this coaching staff has had a lot of time to prepare. The secondary looks good. The offensive line or the defensive line and the linebacking core have been stout so far. This is a very complete defense. And a lot of credit goes to Leslie Frazier and, of course, our head coach in Sean McDermott.
Who caught that pass against the Bills that game?
In which game?
The game that kept him out of the Super Bowl.
Well, Tyreek Hill definitely had an impact here, and of course,
right.
He's with your Dolphins right now.
See, I can talk trash because the Bills are number one in power rankings. So this is not beating a dead horse. Bills are the best team in the league, period, and they have the best player in the league. Period. And I don't think it's even close. It really isn't. I mean, you could make a case that Patrick Mahomes is the second best player in the league and the Chiefs are the second best. I would argue it's a distant second. So last seven games, the Dolphins have been smacked around. This is a big week right now. What is your prediction for this game?
See, I'm almost leaning towards this being a shootout, as you alluded to earlier, Brian. I think this could potentially be a high scoring, just an all out shootout brawl in this one here. But I could also see it being, you know, one side or the other way. Let's say Buffalo somehow comes out flat. I don't expect this team to go undefeated this year. I don't expect any team in the NFL to do that. We nearly saw New England do it. As a Dolphins fan and as a Patriots fan, or Patriot, blah. As a Bills fan, I'm sure you and I can agree. Glad that didn't happen then. I don't think it's going to happen this year. You know, and I was talking with someone that, you know, we wouldn't mind this team taking a loss here or there just to keep them humble, keep them grounded. Like Coach McDermott says, he wants his team humble and hungry. This is going to be, I think, a fantastic matchup. I'm curious how many markets go out and pick up this game. I think they absolutely should. Granted, being here in Buffalo, no concern about missing this game, but I think it's going to be a high-scoring slugfest. And, you know, I'm not really sure who's going to pull on. The season is young, but I think all things considered, I think Buffalo has a lot of weapons in this one that they would probably get an edge in this one.
What's your score prediction?
I really hate doing that. I really hate that. We chopped off score predictions on our own podcast. I'll do it for you, Brian, because you asked me, I will give you a prediction here. I'm going to say Buffalo by three. I'm going to say 38-35.
That's
Tyler Bass on the stretch.
Makes a lot of sense. And
no,
you know, it's assumed that the Bills are going to score that many points. Brett Eichhorn, thank you for joining us here on the Fin Side. Be sure to follow him on his podcast and all of his social media outlets as well. I'm Brian Cat NFL, Paulus_Fanatic_pick. You can follow us on the Fin Side on the FinFanatic.com website and the Fan Sided Network. And if it's not on the right side and it's not on the right side, it is on the Fin Side. So, Ladie, take us home.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.